4.14. Part 1.
What made you want to be a translator?
It was something that I'd done when I was in college, and when I moved to Spain, it was difficult to get a job that wasn't teaching English. So I went back home, and I took a postgraduate course in translation. After taking the course, I swore that I would never be a translator. I thought it would be too boring. But I kept doing the odd translation, and eventually I came around to the idea because I liked the idea of working for myself, and it didn't require too much investment to get started. And actually, I enjoy working with words, and it's very satisfying when you feel that you've produced a reasonable translation of the original text.
What are the pros and cons of being a translator?
Well, it's a lonely job, I guess. You know, you're on your own most of the time. It's hard work. You're sitting there and, you know, you're working long hours and you can't schedule things because you don't know when more work is going to come in. And people always have tight deadlines. You know, it's really rare that somebody will call you and say, I want this translation in 3 months. You know, that just doesn't really happen.
And the pros?
Well, the pros are that it gives you freedom, because you can do it anywhere if you have an internet connection and electricity. And I guess you can organize your time, because you're freelance, you know, you're your own boss, which is good. I like that.
What advice would you give someone who's thinking of going into translation?
I'd say, in addition to the language, get a specialty. Take another course in anything that interests you, like economics, law, history, art, because you really need to know about the subjects that you're translating into.